TheBetterHome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is June 22nd, 2012. This is episode 104 of TodoListHome.com, Physics of the Future Book Review. More information on this podcast and others can be found at TodoListHome.com. Everything that can be invented has been invented. Charles H. Duell was the commissioner of the U.S. Patent Office in 1899 when he made that infamous quote. There are enough things out there to make one consider whether or not humanity can actually continue, let alone invent new things for a better future. Economic turmoil, overpopulation, pollution, peak oil, war, disasters, man's inhumanity to man. They all add up to a bleak future if you don't look beyond the daily news.
Physics of the Future by Dr. Michio Kaku does indeed give a look at the possibilities mankind has coming if it will only let it.
Barring acts of folly that could jeopardize human existence, the world will still be turning with humans on board well into the 22nd century. Dr. Kaku has written about a world that makes it to the 22nd century and all of the creations and innovations brought on by the previous millennia of mankind. Dr. Kaku explains just how easy it is to overlook the larger changes taking place that sometimes go unknown. In the chapter, The Future of Wealth, he carefully explains how changes slowly become part of human existence. Dr. Kaku provides some history lessons on the four stages of technology that major innovations go through as they become part of what further defines humanity. He explains how paper, electricity, water, and now computers all started out in stage one as expensive rarities only available to those that could afford them, such as religions, governments, and the privileged. Stage two for paper saw the introduction of the printing press. Stage three is when it became an ordinary commodity. And stage four is where it is now, a fashion statement. The same has held true for other technologies. New technologies that will be integral to the lives of our descendants are at or near the stage one phase of their introduction. Computers now are ubiquitous and cheaply available. So too will come the day when any data, any time, anywhere is a fact of life. Healthcare for longer and better living will be available to every human and in your own home. And energy to drive humanity will be something that our descendants will think of us as insane for fighting over. Sounds absurd? Well, think about what life was like for folks in 1912. Do you think anyone could have fathomed that landing a man on the moon would be accomplished before their grandchildren
would
retire?
Do you think they would have believed it possible that the average lifespan would extend into the 80s?
Do you think they would have thought it absurd that people from anywhere in the world could gather and join in real-time conversations together as if they were in the same room? Well, those things have happened, and Dr. Kaku tells a reader what to prepare for. Physics of the Future is great because it is based on the science that is available today and lays out roadmaps for where the results could be in the year 2100. Energy, nanotechnology, healthcare, computers, artificial intelligence, wealth, what jobs will be available, and the future of humanity are all carefully considered by Dr. Kaku's wisdom and the interviews he conducted with over 300 leading scientists, researchers, and thinkers. Inside this hopeful tome for humanity are the vehicles your grandchildren will design and the robots they will live with. It is a career planning guide for those who want to prepare for the jobs of the future, many of which are available today. For example, any job that requires pattern recognition and common sense cannot be replaced by artificial intelligence and robotic movements. There will be plenty of employment in math and science, design and construction, law enforcement, arts, humanities, and permaculture. Physics of the Future will get you motivated to want to learn more about how to be a useful part of humanity's progress.
The future should be an exciting place with driverless cars, internet glasses, universal translators, robot surgeons, the resurrection of extinct life forms, designer children, space tourism, and missions to Mars.
Physics of the Future is a must-read for people who are willing to consider new models for economic growth,
that are not solely based on consumption of resources. The future is coming, and it's up to you to decide what role you want to play in it. This book is available for $10, and you can find it at a link in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. I hope you found this review interesting and exciting. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.